What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, August 22nd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Good morning. And Eric Pickle.
Morning. How are you, Ricky?
Good morning. Doing all right. We got to hang out a little bit last night at the Gaylord in National Harbor. I don't think I had ever been in that hotel. Mm-hmm. I've been to National Harbor before. I mean, years ago, I went to lunch there with my mom. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever went in that particular hotel. I've been to MGM National Harbor a ton of times. It was nice. We did some schmoozing.
Yeah, schmoozing.
It's a great spot. Yeah, it was cool. Had a good time. Said hello. Met some good people from FanDuel. Met some people from some ad agencies. Met some people within the Odyssey company. They're very excited about, you know, our podcast numbers. So
that we don't get paid for.
I guess.
How many times did you mention that?
I mean, on some level, maybe we get it. Who knows? They did mention new revenue coming in for talent.
Oh, really?
So there might be some opportunities there. But
you have to brief me on that.
Well, I don't know the details yet, but. It was interesting.
Jason Bishop, how long do you think it took me to go from Gaithersburg, Maryland to Oxon Hill National Harbor?
Two.
I left my house. I wanted to leave a little earlier, but I had something with the neighbor.
Late.
I left at 3:45.
You got there at 5:15.
5:30.
Yeah.
5:30.
No accident, just a bunch of donkeys.
There might have been an accident. It was a rough go.
I think it was just rough rush hour.
Yeah. Well, this morning, if you're traveling the toll road going east, starting around Herndon, and then going for a few miles like into Reston, so from Herndon to Reston, something fell off a truck, and there's stuff all over the road. I couldn't tell if it was, you know, wood, plastic, foam. I couldn't tell. It was big rectangular pieces.
Yeah.
And there's stuff all over the road. And in about an hour and a half, when the toll road gets jammed, it's going to be a poop storm because people are going to be slowing down because they're not going to know what it is. I mean, it literally is all over the road. And then they're going to have to clean the road. So I don't know who does that. I don't know when they'll do it. But I would not want to be on the toll road east in the next hour and a half because it's going to be a jam.
Mm.
Because something fell off a truck. And it's all over the road, everywhere.
Mm. What does it look like?
It looks like, I don't know. I couldn't tell. It's big rectangular foams or boards, but I was avoiding them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of them broke up, so they're all over. There's pieces of it all over the road.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a nightmare. I know. Yesterday, as we were schmoozing with some of the ad agencies and companies associated with the show, towards the end, I went to the bathroom. And then I'm going to just talk about this because it's early in the show. Valdez, you can relate, I think. Any guy can relate, I think. Just doing my business, number one. Just kind of lingering. Put my junk away. Went and looked in the mirror. And I was wearing golf pants. There was a wet spot from my zipper down to my ankles.
Oh.
Down to my ankles. I've never seen that before. I didn't give it a money shake.
Oh, it was from you. Sometimes.
No. It was.
It wasn't from the counter. Sometimes if you go to wash your hands.
No. I didn't just give it a money shake.
Oh.
Right.
And I looked at it and I went.
You had drippage.
I looked like I was 100. Because it went. It's never happened to me before where it went from my zipper to my ankle. Because they're like golf pants. They're like almost like sweatpants.
You couldn't leave the bathroom.
I had to stay in the bathroom for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I just said, I'm out of here. I got to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just humiliating. The humiliation that I felt was crazy. Now, I don't think anybody saw.
I have a trick.
Yeah.
Anytime that happens, anytime I leave a drip.
Or, you have a blow dryer that you carry?
No. It's as soon as I leave the bathroom.
Yeah.
Every single person I encounter, I make eye contact.
You stare at them. I know.
Stare, and then I talk them up. I riz them up. Yeah. Eye to eye.
Yeah.
So that way they have no chance to like look down at my hog and at my wet spot.
Yeah. I mean, dude, this was beyond a wet spot. This looked like somebody poured water down my leg. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. And
happens
by the way,
to the best of us.
I was completely oblivious until I went into the mirror.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known.
I would have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta give it a money shaker before you put it away. Give it a famous guy with a last name Shaker or Shake or something. I don't know.
Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, you need to give it a Tupac. You need to give it a money Tupac before you exit the urinal. Oh,
so while we were in Maryland, Oxon Hill National Harbor, this viral food critic, TikToker's got 16 million followers, Keith Lee, visited this restaurant called Okonomi Asian Grill. They had been dealing with a theft, and the owner went to social media in hopes of catching the thief because somebody had been stealing food using DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Lee saw this. And then he did his deal at the Okonomi Asian Grill. And this guy's huge, apparently. 16 million followers.
Mm.
And so is he just doing them charity, or is the food actually good and he's hyping them up like it's legit?
He does what my daughter does. He rates the food. He said he rated all the food that he tried there between 7.5 to 8.5 out of 10.
I have his review. And then also the news story, if you want
to. Yeah, I want to hear. New
the
guy
that know about this place, I call them the Asian Chipotle. Now, I've gone on record multiple times saying I love Chipotle. Well, I'm going to show you everything I got, and we're going to try it. Everything about the team. A Hawaiian-ish chicken bowl, a lemongrass chicken bowl, and a kimchi cucumber salad. And he put in bang bang sauce and a pineapple fish sauce. I'm not sure if this pineapple fish sauce got shellfish in it, so I ain't going to risk it. It's a lemongrass bowl. It's lemongrass chicken, peanuts, green mix, cucumbers, carrots, onion on top of a bed of rice. They didn't come with the sauce, so I'm gonna try without the sauce first. I love how clean this looks. They said the inside was real clean. I can tell just by this bowl presentation.
All right, I can't. I mean, it's just too. Hey, Drab, I know he's super famous. There's nothing there for me.
Well, I know. So it's the complete opposite of what you would think would make a great presenter. It's his direct, to the point, no BS. He's hard on people all the time. Like, he goes to these takeout restaurants, these corner stores, and he'll be like, sometimes he'll be brutal, and then he'll tank these restaurants. But if he blesses you, then it's the greatest thing. You get hooked.
God bless him.
That's TikToker Keith Lee, a very popular food reviewer. He visited a small local restaurant in Fairfax. And, of course, Lee has become the go-to guy for spotlighting the best mom-and-pop eateries across the country. And he's notorious for helping them double, sometimes even triple, their business at times. So his visit comes just in time for the Okonomi Asian Grill. One of Keith Lee's followers shared WUSA9's reporting about how Okonomi Asian Grill was just plagued with thieves using DoorDash. So he decided to pay the small business a visit, and not only did he give the food a positive review, Lee also paid for $2,000 worth of food for other patrons, and he left a $1,000 tip.
Wow. Talk about paying it forward.
Well, he's obviously a good dude, but the lack of charisma for me, I can't even.
I think it's getting
impossible to get through.
I think it's getting super challenging for him because when he just started out, he was just a guy.
Yeah.
And he could be honest, but now if he gives these negative reviews, he'll tank the restaurant. Like,
yeah, but it'd be
over
awful.
For him. So he doesn't really want to do that. So I think he's pulled in different directions. But this guy, I've noticed him like a couple, I don't know, maybe Mike Marr said he used to be a UFC fighter or a MMA fighter.
Really? Yeah, so he was in PFL for a while, record of 8-5, but his brother was really successful in the UFC. He challenged for a couple of titles back in the day, Kevin Lee. But yeah, he doesn't do competition anymore. It's all his food reviews. As of 2022 was his last fight.
I mean, God bless him.
I believe the PFL is in town on Friday.
Yep, at the Anthem.
Is it?
I mean,
professional fighters.
He's obviously got a great heart. Like, he's doing the right thing for people. It's just cool. But from a radio perspective, that's cancer.
I know. I think that's part of his charm, though. It's like one of those things. You know, our guy Tony P. He's not the most
Like Tony P, though, here's the thing. You guys hit me to him. I haven't had given my theory on him. I'm probably wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably dead wrong because he's probably really doing very, very well financially. But I feel like he's going to eventually just slide into like Fox 5 or something. Like he's going to, I feel like he's going to be a full-time broadcaster.
Well, you didn't listen to Bit Season when he was on. That's his whole plan. He already works for Fox 5.
I know.
Yeah.
But I know he just does little bits. But I feel like
he admires Regis Philbin.
Yeah,
I see him as a full-time broadcaster.
That's what he
wants to do. That's his. I see that fit.
Hmm.
You know, because he's kind of cheesy, nice guy, but he's perfect for that. He's perfect for that.
I saw an interview with that guy, Keith Lee. A few months ago. He was on the Today Show. That's how big it was.
Yeah,
and he was doing, and they were interviewing him. And I think he's from Texas. Is he from Texas?
Vegas, I think.
Well, Vegas, I thought he was from Texas. But, I mean, I got the same vibe on that, too. I mean, he's just, I couldn't believe how many followers he has.
It's unbelievable.
And he's just monotone, and there's no real personality, and he's more popular than ever.
I got so much Riz. I got so much personality, and I just...
Think about how different he is from Guy Fieri, right? The other restaurant kingmaker.
Well, I don't know much about Fieri, but he obviously has a much larger persona.
Like, giant persona.
Yeah.
You know, goes around to all these mom-and-pop places, mm-hmm. giving reviews, gets people excited,
Yeah, just got so much energy.
He's never really hard on any place.
No.
He's
always diner, positive.
Well, it is hard, like you said, like, even Portnoy, like, he really doesn't want to go around and trash a pizza place and ruin their business.
Yeah, especially if it's a small business, mom-and-pop place.
Yeah, I mean, that's the last thing
you want to do. Livelihoods depend on selling food.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a good dude. But it is bizarre to me what hits and what doesn't.
Holy guacamole.
I think he's got a couple more DMV restaurants on his schedule here.
It says he's on a DMV tour.
Did he shout out like which ones he's going to? Like do people know or he's just going to show up?
Maybe it's after the fact. I'm sure if he announced where he's going to be, it would be mobbed.
Yeah, people are I don't know. He takes suggestions, and everyone's giving him suggestions. A couple of Baltimore restaurants, it looks like.
Uh-huh.
Might be up next. Not sure.
Mm.
Man, I'm in the wrong biz. I should be doing food reviews. I'm so silly.
The new bit I've seen on social media is like places that are notorious for skimping, like Chipotle and other restaurants. When they order on DoorDash, they'll put their name as Kevin Lee, and then they'll just get hooked up with a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yep, all the time.
Although he's Keith Lee.
Keith Lee, yeah. Kevin's his brother, my bad.
Keith Lee was a great power forward for Memphis back in 1981.
Yeah, when Drab came in here, he said, "You heard Keith Lee?" That's who I thought of, too. Was he a lefty?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, dude, is it too late? Can we find a niche? Can we do something? Can we rate something? Like, what do we got to
rate? My daughter's at the U.S. Open today doing food reviews.
That's right. The U.S. Open starts...
That's not food, so I'm not taking a bite.
She's working today, tomorrow, then she's going to be in Jersey. We're going to go up there and visit her for the weekend, and then she has to do something again on Tuesday. She hooked up boy John with tickets to the U.S. Open for next Thursday, I believe.
What if I do a an Instagram, TikTok page, and I just rate cheeks? Like hot chicks' cheeks.
Go for it.
Guys do golf swings. Guys doing food. Just rate cheeks, and you just get chicks to send me pictures.
I think you should do it.
Yeah.
You'd be awesome at it.
All chicks, send your butts to Eric.
Send you a picture of your cheeks.
Let me rate your sex tape.
He's been trying to do that one for 25 years.
God.
That one's still open, right?
Always open for business. Big Pickle Productions. You know, there was a local eatery that definitely stole my name and opened a restaurant, Big Pickle, in Kensington. Failed.
I did not know that.
Oh, that's true.
It failed.
Failed.
I did.
Yeah.
I know that you had a sandwich at Blue Mash for a while.
It was called Big Pickle. No, my sandwich at Blue Mash was the EBLT.
Yeah.
That one was also fairly short-lived.
Mm-hmm. Didn't last very
couple
long.
Years,
no
couple
one,
years.
No one was buying it.
And then we all had our donuts at the Fractured Prune.
Yeah. Does Kevin, there's not even a movie section. Remember, Kevin used to have a movie section in Best Buy, right? Or was it Blockbuster? I think Best Buy, too.
Maybe.
I think at Best Buy. But they don't even have... I mean, Best Buy now, you go in there, they're selling washer and dryers. They're trying to sell anything.
Yep. That's what they
it's
do.
It's so sad when you drive by and you see these big retail spots that you know was an old Dick's or an old Best Buy, and they're just empty.
Yeah.
Now playing pickleball in there or something.
Right. Or they're doing nothing in there.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, it is Open Line Thursday. Listeners can steer the show at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Same number. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Later in the show, guess who's coming back?
It's Thursday.
Dave Richard.
Well, probably
talk some fantasy
probably
football.
Probably millions of drafts this weekend.
Cake's probably going to call
us
in.
Coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to Dave Richard then. Coming up next, though, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page here on The Fan.
Hey, you know, remember I mentioned that Papa Roach, Carrie Underwood duet?
Mm-hmm.
That thing hit number one in like two rock charts.
Did it?
Yeah.
It was a good song.
Yeah. It's only been out a couple weeks. I guess it was originally released just as a Papa Roach song like 2 years. It's about suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And they both like the message or whatever. And,
right.
And yeah, it looks like it's got
yeah, we played that the other day.
Life. Yeah. It's awesome song. Just added it to my Spotify. Anyway, I like harmonies. When people harmonize,
I agree.
Just get
I liked
silly.
It.
I wish I could do it.
You couldn't really even hear because his voice kind of drowned it out.
Hers
Carrie's
a little bit.
A little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
But it sounded
but
great.
But then they each have solos.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like
okay.
throughout you can hear.
Right.
What's the name of the song?
It's Leave a Light On and then in parentheses to Talk Away the Dark.
Nice.
Yeah.
I gotta
so check
tell
it
you,
out.
I'm
cool song.
entering. My wife and I are kind of entering a new stage of life because.
Oh, really?
My oldest daughter is officially out of the house because
right.
we finished moving her into her house yesterday
right.
in Arlington.
Right.
We moved some stuff in over the weekend, but there was some other stuff we had to move in. So she's out and she's probably never coming back. I'm not that happy with the decision. Financially, I thought it was just stupid.
What, to move out of the house?
Yeah, because she could have stayed at home for another year and probably banked another 15, 20 grand. I thought that's what I told her to do, but she's 23. I couldn't talk her out of it.
Yeah.
She wanted to go live with her friends.
Right.
But yeah, whatever. Normal. So it's too late now. She signed a lease. So she's out probably for good.
Are you writing her off?
Well, I mean, I doubt she'll come back.
You're clearly
no,
pissed at her.
She'll come back because what we all do is we go leave, and then when we hit the financial crunch, when we need an extra...
It's a possibility.
When we need an extra 20K to make the down payment for the house that you really want.
Right.
Move in with your
you
parents.
Move in for the year and a half. Mm-hmm. Suck it up.
You might be right. She might come back.
Start oversaving.
But
then,
she increased her debt load, you know, per month by a few thousand. I told her, I was like, this is what you got. Let's build it up a little bit more, and then you'll be even more comfortable. Didn't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my youngest daughter left this week to go back to school for senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and I, empty nesters again,
mm-hmm.
right? And you kind of get, you know, when they're home for 3-4 months, you kind of get used to it, and then they
sure.
leave. A little depressing yesterday.
Right.
But financially.
That's why God made golf.
That's true. Playing today.
Right.
But financially, I, before my oldest went to school, her freshman year, I was looking at 16 semesters of college. Not that's just tuition, not concluding room and board. I've got one left.
That's amazing.
I've got one semester left of out of 16.
Right.
And your college is
15 out of 16
state,
paid.
Relatively cheap.
Oh, we got so lucky.
Yeah.
Compared to what you're paying and what you might be paying for Syracuse if your kid goes there. Plus, you got an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So,
7-year-old.
Seven. All right.
I got a long ways to go.
You got a long way to go, but 15 out of 16 semesters down.
That's awesome, dude.
Hey, but you could still have kids. My grandfather knocked one out when he was 61.
Yeah.
Adopt.
Ain't happening.
You could do it all over again. You said you love love having the kids around.
Entering a different stage, man.
Think about
it's
that.
Crazy.
My grandfather was 61 when my Uncle Carlos was born.
Mm. That's crazy.
I think my grandmother was 42.
I played golf with a guy, a literal brain surgeon. He was this, I don't want to misclassify him, but I think he was an African guy. I don't know. He was younger than me. He's only 42 years old. He was wearing some sort of head thing, so I'm not sure. I don't want to get his ethnicity wrong, and I didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
But literal brain surgeon.
Right.
42 years old, 5 kids.
Wow.
Ranging from 23 to 2.
Wow.
crank them
out.
You
mean currently? So he's got currently has a 2-year-old.
He's got a 2-year-old, and then he's got a 23-year-old that like went to USC or something. And super nice guy, great guy. And all I said to him is, well, I know you got a lot of blank.
Mm-hmm.
How do you receive that?
Oh, he was laughing. He said, you're not lying. Because, well, you don't, a lot of, it starts with a P.
I got you.
Yeah, if Valdez doesn't get it, I mean, anyway. That's a big range.
So well, he's got a lot of bills, too.
He's got a lot of sex.
He's got a lot of bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of age, did you guys see that Valdez's nemesis, Sister Jean, she's turned 105 yesterday?
Wow. Oh, she's still kicking, huh?
105?
The only thing I saw...
The girl, is that from Loyola Chicago?
Yeah. The only thing I saw kind of relating to that is the world's oldest woman, or at least the oldest United States citizen, just died. She was 117.
Wow.
They said she died happy.
Mm-hmm.
117.
I had a great aunt that lived to 105 in Puerto Rico. And I remember she also had a neighbor. Puerto Rico, they live long. At least, I'm sure if you
check the pummeled by a hurricane.
It's probably the exact same. But my perception is they live long. And she had a neighbor when she was in her 90s. She said, you know, I'm happy to be 95 or whatever she was. She's like, I just want to live to 100 because my neighbor lived to 105 and the last 5 years weren't great.
Yeah, but up to 100, they were awesome.
I guess so.
That's great.
They still trotting her out.
Sister Jean?
Yeah.
I guess. Probably. I don't know.
Probably.
She's totally like.
She predates basketball.
they just wheel her out at this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
But is her mind still with her?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
she's yelling 2-for-1 when there's 40 seconds left.
My mom is remarkably sharp for where she is, and she credits a lot of it to 70 years of playing piano.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It keeps your brain locked in. They say like the worst thing you can do is just as you get older, sit around and watch TV. Literally the worst thing you can do for your brain.
Right.
Like, you need to stay as active as you can, walk every day, all that. It doesn't make sense to me because I'm too dumb to understand why just like walking 20 minutes a day staves off dementia. I can understand why it keeps you somewhat healthy, but I don't understand why it would have that connection to dementia. I don't get it. But supposedly walking every day is silly for you.
Yeah.
For your brain.
Yeah.
Which I don't even understand the connection.
Yeah, you gotta walk that dog. Gotta walk that dog every day.
I've been going for walks because I want to make sure I get in. And they actually say too, you know, because I'm getting so fat that walking after dinner, even if you do just like 10 minutes, is good for you.
Yeah,
like
burn off a little
whatever.
Bit. Yeah,
but you do feel kind of dumb when you just walk by. See, your wife's not walking. You're just walking by yourself. You do feel kind of dumb. But if you had a dog, it would feel a little bit better. Why are you laughing at me?
No, I agree.
I'm not laughing. I'm
walking by
you're
yourself.
Entertaining me.
Oh,
walking by yourself is,
pondering. It seems normal. When you're walking by yourself, it seems kind of like a loser endeavor. I don't know.
Walking because it's really not different than running.
Well, I'm not running.
You feel like it's okay.
You're just running pondering life more when you're walking by yourself.
But you're probably on your phone.
My mom doesn't.
I never bring my phone.
No, I know. I do it, but I feel more comfortable. It seems like I can have a conversation. You know, if you walk with your wife, right? After dinner or something, you guys go for a walk. But when you walk by yourself, I always just think, man, this would be so much more enjoyable if I had a dog. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that. But then the rest of the day, I don't want a dog. And I don't want a dog when I want to go to the beach for the weekend or when I want to go to my buddy's house.
You get used
to play golf.
I know, but you get used to it. You get used to that.
Yeah, but so I'm going to be at the golf course, and I got to worry about getting home to feed the dog or let the dog out. That'd be so tilted.
Well, I mean, you have a wife who's not at the golf course. You've got a daughter who's not at the golf course.
They don't want to deal with it.
Your daughter wants a dog. You know she does.
Maybe, but I don't think if I ever got one, I don't think I would get one until my kid. So I'm at your stage where all my kids are gone.
Right. It's coming.
Yeah. It basically is. My 15-year-old's never home. She has as much fun as home as you do in an after-work meeting.
Yeah.
She just wants to be gone. She has no desire to be at home.
She wants to be gone.
She's supposed to be with her friends.
Yeah.
She just likes being with her friends. I mean, I have a great relationship with her, with my youngest. I mean, she's a great kid, but she just likes to be with her friends. You know? It's just that age.
I mean, my daughter's the same way.
Yeah.
Look, that's why my daughter's living in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be with her friend. I'll tell you this.
Where's your daughter living?
She's right there in Boston.
Right.
So the day we moved in her first load of stuff,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did they steal something?
Two blocks away, actually a block away, a guy broke into a house with four girls from Virginia Tech. It's like Sorority Row on this particular street.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and her three friends, all Hokies. Across the street, four girls, all Hokies. Right next to them,
Mike Morris, antennas are up.
Four girls, all Hokies.
Find out the address, Mike.
And then a block away down the street, a guy breaks and knocks the window out in the middle of the night. Girls are sleeping. Girls who went to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Comes in. One of the girls heard the guy break in, called the cops. I don't even know if they caught him. I was trying to find out from my boy Kevin Davis that they caught the guy.
Uh-huh.
But a block away from my daughter's house. The girls that live there said, we're out. They just signed the lease. They said, we're done. We're moving out. We're breaking the lease.
Because of that, yeah.
Of course. If someone broke into my daughter's house, I would say, you are coming home.
Mm.
So that's, I got to worry about that now. Arlington sucks.
What would you do if your daughter started dating Mike Marr? You like Mike. He's a great guy. He's a decent guy.
I wouldn't allow it.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't allow it.
But Mike is a great kid. Because
I see him every day, and I couldn't deal with it.
But hold on. He's
I couldn't deal with the thought of what would be going on weekend nights.
You can't think about that. But all you
do, would, though.
Well, my daughter's dates, yeah. I don't think about that. But, like,
mm-hmm.
Mike is a great kid.
I like Mike.
Right.
I just don't want him dating my daughter.
I know, but I'm trying to say it. You're probably the kind of guy you would want to date your daughter.
Maybe, but
the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, there's way worse kids than Mike.
The devil you know versus Jason, the devil you don't?
He doesn't want her to hook up with Mike Marr. He wants her to hook up with somebody who's rich.
Oh, damn. Right. Well, there's something to be said for that.
But anyway.
Chase is too calculated.
Mike Marr's biggest flaw is his addiction to nicotine, as far as I could tell.
Oh, yeah. My daughter would be doing the Zins or Zons or whatever the hell they call them, Zens.
Think about it, Jason. We could kick around the sports bets for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, see what the lines are looking like in college football.
Yeah.
UFC.
That'd be great.
UFC fight nights together.
Is your daughter, is Madden into, is she into the UFC?
No, no.
Oh, she doesn't care?
No. She probably likes baseball more than anything.
Could you get into baseball, Mike?
Dude, no. Baseball is probably my least favorite. Yeah,
he doesn't like baseball. She'd want to go to the Nats games, and you'd say, nah, I'm not going to Nats.
No
games.
Love connection.
I like
connection.
Going to Nats games. You just want to drink.
Oh, no, not necessarily.
Oh.
I mean, if I went to a Nats game, probably, but, you know, bullpen, always a good time.
But anyway.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got to worry about that. Guys breaking into homes on her street.
Well, you know what? That happens. I could say that happens every street, so.
It doesn't happen on my street.
Wow.
It's never happened.
You don't think there's been a robbery?
I've just jinxed it.
There hasn't
been a robbery. It's never happened on my street ever since I've been there.
Really? Okay.
So I'll tell you that.
All right.
So you want to get in the sports page or should we take a break? What do you want to do? It's 6:36.
I don't know. You're all ramped up and you're all.
Yeah, I'm getting all fired up thinking about all that stuff.
Let's go. Hold on. Oh, let's go real quick to Greg and then we'll come back. It is Open Line Thursday.
Yeah, let's take some calls.
Steer the show however way you wish. Greg, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, morning, gents. Lurch, I'm going to try to pick your spirits up here.
All right. Yeah, he's all
week
angry
zero.
Now.
I'm fine.
It is week zero. We got college football on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any over-unders for the season or any action in week zero? And then who's the sleeper team you like this year?
I haven't looked at the season totals, the win totals. The way I look at it is since they have conference realignment, I mean, I just think it's very unpredictable. Especially in a couple of the conferences. So I'll probably place a few. I just haven't put them up yet. And as far as this weekend, just looking, there's only four games. I mean, I think SMU will smoke Nevada, but they're giving a boatload.
Agreed.
Florida State, Georgia Tech, I don't know because, I mean, they're playing in Dublin. So, I mean, it's not like there's a home field there. And
but what if it was, you know, just a typical neutral setting? Who would you like there?
I mean, I don't, Florida State's quarterback is DJ Ugalele, who sucks.
He went the guy from Clemson.
He went from East Coast to West Coast and then back to the East Coast.
Oregon State.
And he wasn't very good at any of those schools, so I don't really love him. What are they giving, like 12 12.5
Down yeah, 11.5
10.5
I like Nico and Tennessee this year to make a run. And okay. If Miami's got the talent this year to make a run, if Cristobal can just get out of the way. So those are the two sleepers I'm watching this year.
Well, I'm just I kind of like the whatever the season total of the Hokies is. I kind of like it because their schedule isn't very difficult. So take a look at that.
What do you think the number is?
It's probably 7.5-ish.
Do you think they can get to 8?
Yeah. Look at the Virginia Tech schedule. It's not very difficult.
Hmm.
I mean, they open up with Vanderbilt. Then they play Old Dominion. Then they play Marshall and Rutgers.
Didn't they lose to ODU a couple seasons ago?
That was Pry's first year. All right, but they're not going to lose to him this year. Then they play Marshall and Rutgers at home. Now, Rutgers be tough, but it's a home game. They lost to both of them last year, but this year both of them are at home. Their toughest game is probably Clemson at home or Miami on the road. I mean, they got Stanford. They've got UVA, obviously. They've got Boston College at home on a Thursday night. I mean, they've got some real winnable games. So I'd have to take a look at whatever their win to total is, but I kind of like it. If it's in that 7.5 range, I like it. And if it's lower than that, I really like it.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can give us a call. We'll open up the sports page next here on The Junkie. Welcome back. Junkie's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkie sports page. Presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I looked at the Tech win total for the year on one of the sites. It's 8.5. So it's a game above where I thought it would be. A
lot of optimism.
I still think they could get there. It kind of depends on, you know, a few things. The health of their offensive line and certainly the health of Kyron Drones, their quarterback. But their schedule just isn't that difficult. They got a few games that are going to be tough. Like I said, Miami, Clemson, Georgia Tech at home will be tough. But I would be surprised, based on how they played at the end of last year, I'd be surprised if they couldn't get minimum 7 wins, possibly 9.
And we're going to have Coach Pry on tomorrow?
Yeah, we have Coach tomorrow at 9:20. Cool. All right, so baseball yesterday, a few interesting things. First of all, the Nats get their 57th win. They're 57-70. I need them to get the 67 wins because Cakes and I went over 66.5. I put a pretty sizable wager on that one, so I need 10 more wins, and they've played 125 games, so they've got, 37 left? Am I doing the math right? So they got to go, 10-27? They can get there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I would think so. I think it's pretty safe.
But it is a little bit of sweat until you get there.
They played 127 games, so they've got 35, so they got to go 10-25.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, they win 6-1. Mitch Parker gets the win, his 7th. He allowed 1 run, 5 hits over 7. ERA goes down to 4.26. James Wood had 3 hits. He's hitting .288. Ruiz had a couple more hits. He's up to about .230. Luis Garcia is having a really good year. Hit his 15th home run. He's hitting .294, had 3 RBIs. He's having a really good year.
I mean, we heard about him for so long, so it's great to see him finally deliver.
So they get the win. They'll play a day game today over at Nats Park. 1:05 first pitch.
Nice.
Against the Rockies.
Let's just hang around here.
Patrick Corbin will be going. All right, so Orioles and Yankees just kind of flip-flop. It seems like every day. Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. Happened again last night. Orioles lost on a walk-off by who? Mets walked them off. Jesse Winker.
Oh, yeah, that's why Joe P. sent me a note about it. He's like, thanks for Wink.
Former Nat.
Winky.
Riz dealt him before the deadline to the Mets. He got a walk-off, and they beat the Orioles 4-3. So the Orioles are now...
Did they go 1-2 against the Mets? Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. And they... So they are a half game back of the Yankees, who snapped a 3-game losing streak to the Guardians last night, 8-1. Aaron Judge is just having a bomb diggity year. Hit 2 more home runs, so he's got 47. Drove in 3 runs, so he's got 117 RBIs. Juan Soto drove in 5. He hit his 36th home run. So Soto's got 36, hitting .302. Judge has got 47, hitting .334.
Mm. And Soto enters free agency after this season, right?
Yeah, having his best year. I mean,
it's funny how that works out.
Just kind of looking at the Orioles schedule for the next seven. The next seven are pretty difficult. So Houston comes to Camden Yards starting tonight for four games through the weekend. And then the Orioles got to go on a West Coast road trip. They got to play the Dodgers to start. So the next seven are Houston for four, Dodgers for three. But then they get some cupcakes because they get Colorado, although it'll be at Coors. They're much better at Coors than they are away from home. Then they play the White Sox and they play Tampa. So the next seven, if the Orioles can go like 3-4 or 4-3 and stay within that game range, the Yankees' next seven are Colorado and the Nats. But then their schedule ramps up after that. So the next seven are going to be key here for the AL East standings. We'll see what happens. Hopefully the Orioles don't just plummet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's going on in the American League East.
They need Upland back, who just went to the injured list.
They need a couple guys back.
With the shoulder inflammation.
They need Grayson and they need Eflin, no doubt. The Seattle Mariners are dead now, Drabby. I'm sure you've realized this for a couple weeks, but they lost the Dodgers 8-4 yesterday. They've lost 8 of 9. Remember the Mariners had a pretty sizable lead over Houston?
Yep.
I want to say they had about a 5-game lead over Houston at one point. Something like that.
They have a 12% chance, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're dead
right now.
But their offense was awful. They went out and made some trades to try and increase their offense productivity before the deadline, and it started off okay, right? After they made those trades, it started off all right, and they were winning some games, but now they've kind of plummeted back to where they were before. They're 5 games back of the Astros. I think in the wild card, they're like 6.5 back.
7.5.
Is it 7? Yeah, so they're done. Dodgers win 8-4. Freddie Freeman, who came back from a pinky injury, and he just makes their lineup. So they are 4 up on the Diamondbacks and 4 up on the Padres. NFL news. All right. So it's pretty much, you know, there's not much going on besides baseball and the NFL right now. And of course, you got college football starting this weekend.
Well, somebody named a starting quarterback.
Bo Nix was named QB1.
Right.
They will open up against.
Oh, I don't know that.
Drabby. Denver opens up at Seattle.
Lumen Field.
That's right.
Yep.
Bo Nix will be the quarterback for the Broncos. No surprise, really. Based on how he's played in the preseason at Seattle week one.
I kind of wish they would name Zach Wilson because he was raving about him and how amazing he's looked the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was all BS, wasn't it?
I don't know. You never know.
So the Colts and Bengals had a joint practice yesterday. And
was there a skirmish?
I don't know if there was a skirmish, but apparently some of the Bengals defensive guys were kind of ribbing Anthony Richardson.
Why?
Defensive tackle B.J. Hill told The Athletic, said, does he throw the ball? Does he ever throw the ball? Is that all he does?
Is he a cornerback?
Cam Taylor Britt, who's a corner, says, is that all he does is run?
Is he a glorified Tim Tebow?
Well, I mean, we just haven't seen him enough.
He's
an athletic freak, but he didn't overwhelm you throwing the ball last year. I mean, he ran the ball well. But he only played 4 games.
Didn't he really impress people with his arm at the combine, or am I wrong about that?
Oh, he had a powerful arm.
Big, strong arm, just not.
Yeah.
Look, he played in 4 games last year. I'll give
what was his
24 for 37 in the first game. So that's good. Completed 65% of his passes, had a touchdown. You know, he also ran for a touchdown in that game. That's the big thing. Second game, he got hurt, 6 for 10.
Mm-hmm.
Third game, 11 for 25. He also ran for a touchdown.
That's a big difference.
Game.
They parsed his passing from 37 attempts to 22.
Yeah. And then that's the fourth game
was getting hurt. And then he got hurt again. He was 9 for 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't really have a great
feel
for what he does. What you do know is, and when we had the guest on yesterday who is a specialist in fantasy football, is Anthony Richardson is one of the top quarterbacks to snag in a fantasy draft. We're going to have Dave Richard on.
Right. Because he runs.
We had his take. Because, look, he had 3 passing touchdowns and 4 rushing touchdowns in 4 games. So 7 total touchdowns. But it was really like 2.5 games because he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, he, in the joint against the Bengals, he went. He ended up going 10 for 20. He threw a touchdown and a pick. Also, Geno Stone, who is a Bengals safety, says he's just throwing to spots he doesn't see his receivers. So three guys for the Bengals were kind of.
They actually said that publicly.
Yes.
Well, they were chirping him. They were chirping him.
Yeah, they were yelling at him.
I understand. But then that's one thing, right? Everyone talks trash. Believe me, I see it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, they usually don't publicly.
No, this was on the field. Like the guy's talking out loud. He's like, he just throws his spots. He doesn't throw to his receivers.
Yeah.
And the other one was.
They weren't doing interviews.
They're messing with
him. I thought they were like at a podium.
No. They were screaming, throw the ball, bro. Throw the ball. Yeah. Like joning on him, taunting him. Yeah.
Ooh.
So that was kind of interesting to me that they were kind of killing him on the field.
Well, you know what? They probably have an instinct for it. They might be right.
Mm hmm. Like I said, you know, you've got to cut downs on Tuesday after the third preseason game.
I think, Drabby, did you put in the outline? I haven't looked at it yet. Do you want us to go down and break out who we think's on
yeah,
the
who you
cutting
guys
line?
Think you guys are the the GM?
Well, it's kind of easy because everyone kind of knows the general, but some of the offensive linemen, it's kind of hard, you know, for us to evaluate by any stretch.
There's some guys that are on the cut line that decision still to be made.
What I need is I enjoy doing this, but I don't know like how many linemen they typically keep. What 9, 10? How many? You know what I mean? I gotta have to sit there and think about it for a minute.
You're requiring you don't have to do effort. Everybody, but there's a lot of guys that we know that are on the cut line. You know, you got Rodriguez, Mathis, Reeves, Butler.
I think Cole Turner's
Eamon on Davis, Cole Turner, Forbes.
I'm still fascinated by what they're gonna do. See, like I don't know, like. They used to keep three quarterbacks. Now it seems like the trend is to keep two. I know they're going to stash Hartman. Like, I'm willing to bet my life on that. They'll stash him on injury reserve if they can. But what are they going to do with Driscoll? Driscoll's look good. Just going to cut him? I guess.
Well, I would be surprised if they kept three quarterbacks
active. I guess
active.
No one keeps three anymore.
Yeah. They could stash one, like you said, on the practice squad.
Well, they're definitely stashing Hartman.
Yeah, you can
and
have
I
one
think
on the
now
practice
you
squad.
Can actually stash veterans on the practice squad.
Yeah, they changed that rule a couple years ago.
Yeah. Who knows?
So we'll see. Yeah, we can do that.
Coming up next, though, we'll hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Commanders here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkies sports page. Presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I looked at the tech win total for the year on one of the sites. It's 8.5. So it's a game above where I thought it would be. A
lot of optimism.
I still think they could get there. It kind of depends on, you know, a few things. The health of their offensive line and certainly the health of Kyron Drones, their quarterback. But their schedule just isn't that difficult. They got a few games that are going to be tough. Like I said, Miami, Clemson, Georgia Tech at home will be tough. But I would be surprised, based on how they played at the end of last year, I'd be surprised if they couldn't get minimum 7 wins, possibly 9.
And we're going to have Coach Pry on tomorrow?
Yeah, we have Coach tomorrow at 9:20. Cool. All right, so baseball yesterday, a few interesting things. First of all, the Nats get their 57th win. They're 57-70. I need them to get the 67 wins because Cakes and I went over 66.5. I put a pretty sizable wager on that one. So I need 10 more wins, and they've played 125 games. So they've got, 37 left? Am I doing the math right? So they got to go, 10-27? They can get there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I would think so. I think it's pretty
safe. I think so, but it is a little bit of sweat until you get there.
They played 127 games. So they've got 35. So they got to go 10-25.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, they win 6-1. Mitch Parker gets the win, his 7th. He allowed 1 run, 5 hits over 7. ERA goes down to 4.26. James Wood had 3 hits. He's hitting .288. Ruiz had a couple more hits. He's up to about .230. Luis Garcia is having a really good year. Hit his 15th home run. He's hitting .294, had 3 RBIs. He's having a really good year.
I mean, we heard about him for so long, so it's great to see him finally deliver.
So they get the win. They'll play a day game today over at Nats Park. 1:05 first pitch.
Nice.
Against the Rockies.
Let's just hang around here.
Patrick Corbin will be going. All right, so Orioles and Yankees just kind of flip-flop. It seems like every day. Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. Happened again last night. Orioles lost on a walk-off by who? Mets walked them off. Jesse Winker.
Oh, yeah. That's why Joe P. sent me a note about it. He's like, thanks for Wink.
Former Nat.
For Winky.
Riz dealt him before the deadline to the Mets. He had a walk-off, and they beat the Orioles 4-3. So the Orioles are now...
Did they go 1-2 against the Mets? Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. And they... So they are a half game back of the Yankees, who snapped a 3-game losing streak to the Guardians last night, 8-1. Aaron Judge is just having a bomb diggity year. Hit 2 more home runs, so he's got 47. Drove in 3 runs, so he's got 117 RBIs. Juan Soto drove in 5. He hit his 36th home run. So Soto's got 36, hitting 302. Judge has got 47, hitting 334.
Mm. And Soto enters free agency after this season, right?
Yeah, having his best year. I mean, it's
funny how that works out.
Just kind of looking at the Orioles' schedule for the next 7. The next 7 are pretty difficult. So Houston comes to Camden Yards starting tonight for 4 games through the weekend. And then the Orioles got to go on a West Coast road trip. They got to play the Dodgers to start. So the next 7 are Houston for 4, Dodgers for 3. But then they get some cupcakes because they get Colorado, although it'll be at Coors. They're much better at Coors than they are away from home. Then they play the White Sox and they play Tampa. So the next 7, if the Orioles can go like 3-4 or 4-3 and stay within that game range, the Yankees' next 7 are Colorado and the Nats. But then their schedule ramps up after that. So the next 7 are going to be key here for the ALE standings. We'll see what happens. Hopefully the Orioles don't just plummet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's going on in the American League East.
They need Upland back, who just went to the injured list.
They need a couple guys back.
With the shoulder inflammation.
They need Grayson and they need Eflin, no doubt. The Seattle Mariners are dead now, Drabby. I'm sure you've realized this for a couple weeks, but they lost the Dodgers 8-4 yesterday. They've lost 8 of 9. Remember the Mariners had a pretty sizable lead over Houston?
Yep.
I want to say they had about a 5-game lead over Houston at one point. Something like that.
They have a 12% chance, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're dead right now. But their offense was awful. They went out and made some trades to try and increase their offense productivity before the deadline. And it started off okay, right? After they made those trades, it started off all right, and they were winning some games. But now they've kind of plummeted back to where they were before. They're 5 games back of the Astros. I think in the wild card, they're like 6.5 back.
7.5.
Is it 7? Yeah, so they're done. Dodgers win 8-4. Freddie Freeman, who came back from a pinky injury, and he just makes their lineup. So they are 4 up on the Diamondbacks and 4 up on the Padres. NFL news. All right. So it's pretty much, you know, there's not much going on besides baseball in the NFL right now. And of course, you got college football starting this weekend.
Well, somebody named a starting quarterback.
Bo Nix was named QB1.
Right.
They will open up against.
Oh, I don't know that.
Travi. Denver opens up at Seattle.
Lumen Field.
That's right.
Yep.
Bo Nix will be the quarterback for the Broncos. No surprise, really. Based on how he's played in the preseason at Seattle week 1.
I kind of wish they would name Zach Wilson because he was raving about him and how amazing he's looked the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was all BS, wasn't it?
I don't know. You never know.
So the Colts and Bengals had a joint practice yesterday. And
was there a skirmish?
I don't know if there was a skirmish, but apparently some of the Bengals defensive guys were kind of ribbing Anthony Richardson.
Why?
Defensive tackle B.J. Hill told The Athletic, said, does he throw the ball? Does he ever throw the ball? Is that all he does?
Is he a cornerback?
Cam Taylor Britt, who's a corner, says, is that all he does is run?
Is he a glorified Tim Tebow?
Well, I mean, we just haven't seen him enough.
He's
an athletic freak, but he didn't overwhelm you throwing the ball last year. I mean, he ran the ball well. But he only played 4 games.
Didn't he really impress people with his arm at the combine, or am I wrong about that?
Oh, he had a powerful arm.
Big, strong arm, just not...
Yeah.
Look, he played in 4 games last year. I'll give
what was his stat line.
24 for 37 in the first game. So that's good. Completed 65% of his passes, had a touchdown. You know, he also ran for a touchdown in that game. That's the big thing. Second game, he got hurt, 6 for 10.
Mm-hmm.
Third game, 11 for 25. He also ran for a touchdown.
That's a big difference.
Game.
They parsed his passing from 37 attempts to 22.
Yeah. And then the fourth game was
hurt. Then he got hurt again. He was 9 for 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? So you don't really have a great feel for what he does. What you do know is, and when we had the guest on yesterday, who is a specialist in fantasy football, is Anthony Richardson is one of the top quarterbacks to snag in a fantasy draft. We're going to have Dave Richard on.
Right, because he runs.
We had his take because, look, he had 3 passing touchdowns and 4 rushing touchdowns in 4 games. So 7 total touchdowns. But it was really like 2.5 games because he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, he, in the joint against the Bengals, he went, he ended up going 10 for 20. He threw a touchdown and a pick. Also, Geno Stone, who is a Bengal safety, says he's just throwing to spots he doesn't see his receivers. So ooh. 3 guys for the Bengals were kind of...
They actually said that publicly.
Yes.
Well, they were chirping him. They were chirping him.
Yeah, they were yelling at him.
I understand, but then that's one thing, right? Everyone talks trash. Believe me, I see it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, they usually don't publicly...
No, this was on the field. Like, the guy's talking out loud. He's like, he just throws his spots. He doesn't throw to his receivers.
Yeah.
And the other one was
they weren't doing interviews.
They're messing with
him. Okay. I thought they were, like, at a podium.
No. They were screaming, throw the ball, bro. Throw the ball. Yeah. Like, joning on him, taunting him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that was kind of interesting to me that they were kind of killing him on the field.
Well, you know what? They probably have an instinct for it. They might be right.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, you've got to cut downs on Tuesday after the third preseason game.
I think, Drabby, did you put in the outline? I haven't looked at it yet. Do you want us to go down and break out who we think's on
yeah,
the
Yeah, who you
cutting
guys
line
think you guys are the GM?
I mean, it's kind of easy because everyone kind of knows the general, but some of the offensive linemen, it's kind of hard, you know, for us to evaluate by any stretch.
There's some guys that are on the cut line that decision still to be made.
What I need is I enjoy doing this, but I don't know like how many linemen they typically keep. What 9, 10? How many? You know what I mean? I gotta have to sit there and think about it for a minute. You're requiring
you don't have to do
effort.
Everybody, but there's a lot of guys that we know that are on the cut line. You know, you got Rodriguez, Mathis, Reeves, Butler.
I think Cole Turner's
on Davis, Cole Turner, Forbes.
I'm still fascinated by what they're gonna do. See, like I don't know, like. They used to keep 3 quarterbacks. Now it seems like the trend is to keep 2. I know they're going to stash Hartman. Like, I'm willing to bet my life on that. They'll stash him on injury reserve if they can. But what are they going to do with Driscoll? Driscoll's look good. Just going to cut him? I guess.
Well, I would be surprised if they kept 3 quarterbacks
active. I guess
active.
No one keeps 3 anymore.
Yeah. They could stash one, like you said, on the practice squad.
Well, they're definitely stashing Hartman.
Yeah, you can
and
have
I
one on the practice squad.
And I think now you can actually stash veterans on the practice squad.
Yeah, they changed that rule a couple years ago.
Yeah. Who knows?
So we'll see. Yeah, we can do that.
Coming up next, though, we'll hit the skins, give you the latest on the Commanders here on the Junk.